Thank you, Chairman. You have a great task ahead of yourself of trying to come up with a document that gains wide acceptance from this diverse group, and I wish you Godspeed with that. But I think there are a number of ways that delegations here could improve the situation leading into August considerably. So I have just a short list of homework assignments for some of the delegations here, primarily those that have dubbed themselves progressives. I think I'm going to build on the remarks of the delegate from El Salvador, where he said, give us some idea of why the progressive approach is suddenly going to start working after 20 years of failing. And it's fine that the progressive approach talks about sequencing, but all of that would be much more credible if it was actually put in a time frame. If you could give some indicators of what time frame you believe the progressive approach could show the results that it promises. It would be, of course, better if you could even treat it as a time-bound process, but at the very least, some sort of indicators of how many years you think it would take to handle this, how many years to handle that, and where we might find ourselves 5 years from now, or less. So that's my first request, that this group, which has come together and spoken as one, put their heads back together again and see if they can come up with some sense of why this approach they're proposing is going to do, how much better it can do in the coming years. The second area of work that should be maybe looked at is something that's been mentioned by several speakers, including myself earlier this week, is where are the plans for ending dependency on nuclear weapons? The good faith of your contributions here is undercut by the lack of such plans. And these plans can be of individual countries, or they can be of the NATO alliance, or of the Collective Security Alliance, or of any other group that has nuclear weapons partners. And if you don't have those plans yet, and you can't pull them together by August, I agree, I'm aware it's not an easy task, you should at least have a plan about planning, or a commission set up to start doing that planning. And I would say within an alliance, it should be raised as an important objective of the alliance, a crucial objective of the alliance, unless that alliance stands in the way of a nuclear weapon-free world. And then a third thing is maybe it's worth the effort of going back one more time to the nuclear-armed states, and this, I guess, applies to everyone, and say it's not too late for them to join this inclusive forum. It's not too late. They can prove their good faith before it's too late to regain their credibility. Thank you.